what is with these high-achieving lawyer types? Yeah. One more to add to the list is Adam Liao, who not only is the winner of last year's MasterChef and the creator of a brand new cookbook called Two Asian Kitchens, apparently he's also got child prodigy to add to the list. Good morning, Adam. Thanks for talking to us.
Good morning.
How old exactly were you when you finished high school?
I think I just turned 16.
Okay, and that's when you started uni as well?
Yes, that's right.
So you had a double degree by the time you were...
I think I was 20 when I graduated.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it was, it was a lot of work, though.
I bet it was, yeah. So at what point did cooking start to appeal more than law as a career?
As a career, probably in the last couple of months. But I've always had a real passion for cooking and I've enjoyed it, but it never really seemed like something I was good enough to do as a career or that I could reasonably do, you know, after I'd already finished uni. But I guess I'm really lucky to be doing what I'm doing now and I'm really enjoying it.
It was funny, on the show, that the season you're on, there were a number of, well, I remember Claire of note, she was also a lawyer who was looking to get it.
And yeah. Students as well, and Marion's got a law degree as well.
See, there was a few in there. That's right. It's a common theme here that the people are just wanting to break out from those billable hours and cook a souffle or something.
Well, I think I'm maybe the exception to the rule. I really enjoyed being a lawyer, and I do that sometimes, but I'm just having a bit more fun doing what I'm doing now. But, yeah, there does seem to be a tendency for people to get out of the law as soon as they've got into it.
Right. Now, I guess cooking is a much less stable option than law. You were on TV a few months back talking about how difficult it was actually to transition back into Sydney life. How are you going on that front?
Yeah, there's no problems. I've got a great place, and nice in a nice area, and I've got a really nice kitchen that I cook in every day, so I'm happy as can be.
Good to hear. The rental market here is just mean, isn't it?
Yeah, it was more so that I was just travelling so much for work, and I was in Sydney probably, you know, 2 days a fortnight, a day a week or so, and just trying to get around to those inspections and stuff was hard to fit into the schedule.
I must say, it's good initially, I'm sure, to have the MasterChef tag to take around with you, especially with the book and getting going. But after a while, is that going to be a bit of a pain? Do you think is that going to be more of a hindrance than a help?
It really depends on how people look at it. You know, I accept that it was a great period of my life and, you know, I try and move on and do bigger and better things. But I guess you'll always be looked on as being the MasterChef winner and I don't shy away from that at all. I think it's a great thing to be and I'm really proud of it. But I don't know, maybe ask me in 5 years' time.
And new restaurant from you. Are we going to see that opening its doors soon?
Hopefully, the plan is, you know, before the end of the year, and we're pushing hard at it, but we're trying to find time in the schedule to get everything done. The book tour is sort of kicking off now, so I'm out of action for the next 3 weeks, but as soon as that's finished, hopefully, we can get the restaurant open.
Nice. That's a pretty good problem to have. Can't open a restaurant yet because I'm on a book tour.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I'm having a good time at the moment.
Great.
Well, I guess it'd be good to, it always makes sense when you've got someone who's written the book, the cooking book. What are some general tips you'd want to give us for cooking from your style and from who you are as a chef? What's a good recipe you just want to sort of throw away that we could maybe whip up tonight?
Okay. I think a Thai recipe, a larp, is actually something that is so easy to do and you talk about these, you know, weeknight dinners as being one pot affairs, and you get such complex flavors from a Thai or Laotian larp. You don't really think that it's actually only cooked in one pot. You cook it very quickly, and then you sort of dress it like a salad. And it's so easy to do. There's a recipe in my book for one with duck, but it can be done with chicken and beef and all seafood, all kinds of things. Really, that's something that I tend to knock up very often for dinner because it is so easy to do.
Yum.
That does sound good. Even at breakfast time, I don't mind that at all.
So overall, do you reckon you'd recommend the MasterChef experience?
I had an unbelievable time. You know, honestly, people talk about how it must have been so stressful and so hard, and it was throughout the process. But in retrospect now, it's just remembering all the good times. And when I had dinner at Marion's place the other day with Jonathan, who was sitting around just talking about all the fun we had. And it really was an amazing experience. I'm really grateful for it.
Well, thanks for having a chat with us and all the best with Two Asian Kitchens as well.
Thanks, guys.